Praise the Lord. And they left because that blood, they were saved because that blood was applied in the lintels of their homes. But now, it is no more in the physical lintels of any house. But now, that songwriter says, down at the cross, where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin and ground, there to my heart. There's a mystery here, if we can just catch it and we connect to it by faith. The accuser of the brethren is overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Because the mercy seat is there now. When the devil comes and reminds you of the horrible life you live, the blood of Jesus Christ comes down to speak for you. It's a mystery. The blood of sprinkling. There was the blood of an innocent man, Abel, that was shed by his brother Cain. And that blood was crying to God. The blood of Jesus Christ is speaking, and that blood is better than that of Abel. The Bible says so. Praise God. And that blood is still speaking. That is why there's still the mercy seat. That's why he's the high priest of our profession. Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for you and for me. And the Bible calls him our advocate. Hallelujah. He's our lawyer that stands in the court of justice. Yes, he did it. Yes, she committed the abortion. Yes. He committed adultery and fornication. Yes, he murdered, he killed, he stole. All the bad things. He was a cult member. He was an armed robber. Yes, that is who he was. But the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The soul that sinner shall die. Yes, but I have died his death. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He paid the debt he did not owe. Whatever any demon, any deity is demanding from you, you will hear that song. Jesus paid it all.
To him I owe.
What your condition is, the weight of guilt. Some people think that your sin is so much you cannot be forgiven. But I hear that Savior
sing. Hey!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The day you understand what he did on the cross of Calvary, you will know that we are special people. That's why the devil hates us. That's why other religions, they hate us. They know we are special. So special that the creator of the heavens and the earth stepped down from eternity, came to earth to look for me. Look for me. Look for me. Hallelujah. He found me. Hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay.
He set my feet on the rock today. Beautiful song in my heart
today.
A song of praise.
Praise the Lord. He came and found me in a nightclub. He found me inside prison here where criminals are kept, condemned by human beings. He said, "Now, woman, where are your accusers? Where are your accusers?" The people who put me inside prison, they said, "And they took." Then the thief got my money, I thief small. Then the thief big. Then they catch me, put me inside prison. Ah! Such love.
Such wondrous love. Such love. Such wondrous love. Such wondrous love.
Who has the final say of your property? Your own property, what you buy. Who has the final say? Eh?
I.
Now, Jesus purchased us with his blood. Concerning our life, who has the final say?
Jesus.
Then one witch will come and tell you, make I see how you go marry. Then one witch, he doesn't know that all the way to Calvary he went.
All the way, all the way to Calvary.
other causes. He set me free from any foundational problem, from every hereditary problem. He set me free. That is why we always say, Satan, you are a liar. I am married to Jesus. I cannot have demon husband. Jesus is my spiritual husband. Where did he do it? At the cross. That is why we sing that song. On the hill, far away. Fornication, lying, and all the rest. You are correct. But there is something you ignore. That cross is an emblem of suffering and shame. Hallelujah. And that's why he said, if you are ashamed to confess me before men, what does that mean? The life that you live here, you are not proud to let the whole world know which side you belong. And you are here today, you are eating it unworthily. You are not worthy. You are not worthy. Anywhere you go, you had what Brother Cosmos Maduka say. He has an emblem, Jesus. He hangs it on his suit. Anywhere he goes, wherever they go, he goes there. He say, he let them know where he belongs. All of you, you now belong somewhere. This is where I belong. Why are you afraid to dress like the Bible expects you to dress? It's a shame. I'm talking to sisters now. You sang now that it's an emblem. This cross here is an emblem of suffering and shame. Why suffering? Because the gates of hell will not allow you to enjoy salvation. You have come, but they will not leave you. That's why we pray without ceasing. And let him come and search anything around you. He will see nothing to accuse you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is why we have the ordinance of water baptism. As you enter that water, you are coming under that blood. As you take this wine today, you are renewing your covenant that you have with God, sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ. Every ordinance we have, feet washing, is to demonstrate that me and you, we are members of the same one body. I care for you, you care for me. I wash your dirty, you wash my own. Not to finish you every opportunity I have. That's the meaning of feet washing. The same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. We are part of the body of Jesus Christ. We are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. We are one with Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's when you take that bread and you eat it. And when you do that, spiritually, you don't know who you are. Spiritually. That's why he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. When you know this, witches will be running away from you. You will run away from occultic people. If they carry your name anywhere, because you are under the blood of Jesus, the shrine will reject you. The shrine will reject you. Amen. I cannot die unless my God calls me home. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm not just saying this. I said, I have challenged my junior brother that was a witch. I said, go and try it again. The day you try, you will die. 1 month after he died. I don't know whether he tried him or, but 1 month after he died. Because one thing about God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't know the battle he fights for you when you are sleeping. Hey, hallelujah. You don't know the battle he fights for you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. You don't know the battle he fights for you. He will just sometimes allow you to see small in your dream. You wake up, you know if you sleep again. He will say, you see now. Amen. I don't want to see. Father, continue the fight. Fight for me. Fight for me. When I sleep, I want to sleep like a baby. Resting in his bosom like that. And one of these days, hallelujah, one of these days, these battles will be over. One of these days, hallelujah, all this battle with witches and wizards will be over. God will bring down his fire and cleanse this world. That's why he said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Saved from the fire that is coming. This is the day of redemption. People are thinking we are playing. What he used to save us? The Passover feast was to remember what God used to save them from Egypt, from slavery. He said, when you do that ordinary, your children will ask in Exodus chapter 13, tell them that you were once in bondage. Hallelujah. You were once in bondage. And God came down, and this is what he used in bringing us out. Then we can sing, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretched
like me.
Oh yes,
I once was lost.
I was once lost. Apply that blood. You have applied that blood. That is why you are coming here today. That blood has washed away your sins. That's why you are here today. To remember what has brought you to where you are today in the kingdom of God. And one of these days, I keep saying it, the salvation will be over. One of these days, you will say, oh no, had I known. Because some people were talking now. The spirit of religion, I fool your head. You don't understand what is going on now. It's just an ordinance, but you don't know the implication of what you are doing. But even now, maybe there's somebody here. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? You see, this thing that happened 2,000 years ago on the cross guarantees peace here on earth and eternal life, eternity. There is a life that is in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That life is eternal life. And when he gave up the ghost, it was the Holy Ghost he released. As you take that wine, somebody here, you will receive that Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That is the benefit of communion, propalidon. This night, if you understand what I've been trying to say, by his stripes, what happened? We are healed. Any sickness in your body, if you come with this understanding, see, God cannot deny himself. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. He did not go there for joke. He had somebody here. He had you in mind when he went to the cross on Calvary. That sickness, they say it's not curable. Cancer, whatever it is, HIV, what, including the one, you yourself, the doctors don't know the name to give it. By his stripes we are healed. Not only sickness, any condition that is not as it should be, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Even now, today, anybody suffering under the yoke of any curse, a man curse you, a woman curse you, or you yourself, you curse yourself. Or you inherited that curse from your father, from your mother, from your lineage, from your village. Today, if you catch what I'm saying, amen, as you take this communion today, that curse will be broken. I said that curse will be broken. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. My sister Margaret did everything to be here from America so that she will be here and partake of this communion. He said last minute, the travel agency said the itinerary for her journey was changed. She said, Brother Moses, while you'll be having communion, I'll be in the air. Come in and say, oh, they killed my expectation. Praise God. for people who know the efficacy of this communion. They do everything to attend. I was expecting that today there will be no seat up and down here. But if I had said, bring bad luck this night, bring bad luck. Anybody, God told me that he wants to lose people to go 5 p.m. You're not going to get seat here again. See the padlock here, they don't know. See the padlock here. See the padlock here, they don't know. See the padlock opener. This is the opener of every padlock. This is the opener of every padlock. Every door that has been closed against you today shall be opened in the name of Jesus. Every chain, the chain anybody, see the chain opener here. This is the chain opener. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every church enemy shall be open. Every door closed against me shall be open. Open your mouth now. Because I am here. Because I am here. Open your mouth and pray.
born of sin. There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you be free? All the born of sin. There is wonderful power in the blood.
Jesus, now we pray.